Country Club FM.
Almanac here today, virtual Neil.
Let's do it.
We have before we get into it, we do have a Bob Almanac salute here today. But I also want to, since there's no Neil, no Terry, no anybody to really tell me which song to start the Bobathon with, the kickoff song, the whole thing, let's do that via text again. And you know the text number, 763-450-0100. It'll come right in here to the Bob studio. It's an informal poll. I won't have time to actually count, but I'll just eyeball it, kind of go through it and decide which one gets the most number of votes. You could go with Rodney Atkins, Watching You. Let's just do this. It's easier probably for you if we did 1, 2, 3. Song number 1, Watching You, Rodney Atkins. Song number 2, This One's Gonna Hurt You, Marty and Travis, or Miranda Lambert, Heart Like Mine, song number 3. So number 1, Watching You, Rodney Atkins. Song number 2, This One's Gonna Hurt You, Marty Stewart, Travis Tritt. There's more in parentheses, we don't have time though. And Heart Like Mine, Miranda Lambert, is song number 3. So you can vote now at 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. Just throw a number at me, 1, 2, or 3 in that order, and we'll go with it. Already number 1, we got a leader right out of the gate, number 1 out of the gate, but it's a long race because the Bob Almanac is long. We have an Almanac salute.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Roberta Flack. This is the song as a kid, it would never end. There were so many places right here, it sounded like this. There's so many parts later in that song where it sounded like it was the end of the song. And as a kid, I mean, I liked the song. I remember listening to it as a kid, but I was hoping to get to some Elton John. But Roberta Flack, Grammy Award-winning R&B singer, passing away. This news came in. Terry, in fact, told me when she was here. We had just gotten out of the Almanac and gotten into the Bobathon and the No Repeat Workday. But Flack, of course, Roberta Flack, 1970 with that one, which was inspired by Don McLean. I believe was whoever wrote, was it Roberta Flack who saw him in concert? And it was a fantastic response to what he was doing with his guitar, basically, and singing, killing her or whoever, killing them softly.
Walking in the dark, seeing lovers do their thing.
Here's another good hit. Now she had this one. She had Killing Me Softly, which actually was written by Charles Fox and Norman Gimbel. But Lori Lieberman was the one who wrote the lyrics and kind of came up with the whole idea, inspired by Don McLean from the 70s, and Roberta Flack made it famous. But she's singing it as though she's being inspired by Don McLean, certainly. So Roberta Flack, she had the duets with Donny Hathaway, too. The Closer I Get to You, and others. What was one of the other ones that she had with him? Where Is the Love? Roberta Flack, at the age of 88. She had announced within the last couple of years that she had ALS. Roberta Flack, now gone, but not forgotten. Tuesday, February 25th, 56th day of the year here today already.
Huh?
Samuel Colt, our patent of the day, 1836, Colt 45. It was the first multi-shot revolving cylinder revolver. It was revolving, so it was a revolver. Enabled the firearm to be fired multiple times without reloading. The Colt 45 pistol, patent this date, 1836. I would imagine when it came in, at that time in 1836, when it came to firearms, that was pretty much a game changer. 1963. Beatles. This is their first U.S. single. I think if somebody would have asked me, what was the Beatles' first release? I would have guessed Love Me Do. But it was actually Please Please Me, and it's really hard to keep track because they pretty much flooded radio and music with Beatles songs there at about that time. It's hard to tell which one came first. It was hit after hit after hit after hit after hit. 1963. 64.
And what's happened? Troy has won! Troy has won! Something has happened in Liston's corner. They're not going on. And Cassius Clay has won after six rounds. And there's the champion, the ex-champion.
Cassius Clay, as Sonny Liston could not go on, he could not proceed. So it was a knockout. Cassius Clay, who was a 7-1 underdog, defeated Sonny Liston for the World Heavyweight Boxing title the very next day. Cassius Clay became Muhammad Ali. That was the state, and the legend was born. Yeah, he started in the Olympics, but this 64 beats Sonny Liston, becomes Muhammad Ali. Rest is history in 64. How about in 75? TV theme time. And this is a pretty good one. From the 1970s and the TV show SWAT. This theme got played on radio, and in fact, I had it on one of my... It was the cheap knockoff. Might have been a Ronco instead of a K-Tel. The various artists' albums that were so popular in the 70s. That was on there. SWAT. And then did they redo SWAT maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago? And they used the same theme, just a retooled version and a newer version. SWAT. I had a SWAT truck. I don't know if it was from the TV show, but it said SWAT on it. We bought it at Ben Franklin. It was one of those plastic little toy trucks, and it said SWAT on it. And it was SWAT. It was on ABC. And it starred a very young Robert Urich, 1975. In the news in 89.
He was back in the saddle again. Tom Landry, back with the Cowboys this morning, only this time for goodbyes. A player minicamp went as scheduled. Life after Landry would go on.
No, I'm not bitter. That's just my nature is not to be bitter.
This is KLIF. Let's go to Phil in North Dallas.
Yeah, this was the date that the Cowboys, Jerry Jones was the new owner. He wanted a whole new start, even though he had been the coach for 29 years with his hat and the finely dressed coach on the sideline for the Cowboys, Tom Landry, unceremoniously fired. I wonder if they offered him, and I haven't, maybe this story has been told. Maybe they offered him to go, okay, we'll let you retire if you don't. If you want to stay, then we'll fire you. And maybe that's just the way that they did it. Or did they even give him a chance to retire and go out with a little dignity and not being fired? I always thought that Tom Landry deserved a little better. But it is Jerry Jones, after all. He's a businessman, and he treats it like a business. And that was his day in 89. He'd hire Jimmy Johnson. And then later on in 89, obviously, he would fleece us. Both he, Jimmy Johnson, and Jerry Jones would fleece the Vikings, the Herschel Walker trade. That was back in 89, 95.
Yes, there were times I guess you knew when I bit off too much chew, but through it all.
That's Frank Sinatra, his last public performance. He performed for the final time to a live audience. Palm Desert Marriott Ballroom in Palm Desert, California.
I faced it all.
Singing My Way, of course.
And I stood tall and did it my way.
Not too bad for a gentleman. What was he? Oh, he was in his 80s at that time, right? 1995. It was part of his charity golf tournament that had taken place, and that was the final night, kind of their big party at the end. 1995, the chairman of the board. And then 2018 in the news, Neil. This one, a little bit of a head scratcher.
Now, bafflingly, the letter N is also out now. Hence, the headline from The Guardian, Caesared instead of censored. Huh? No one really knows why, but perhaps it's something to do with that the fact that N terms in office is greater than 2 now, of course, with them removing these presidential limits, huh? But it's still very unclear.
Yeah, so China banned the letter N. They banned Winnie the Pooh. They banned a bunch of words. You can't criticize the government in China. But the N is used to express dissent, apparently, in China. So I don't know if they brought the letter N back, but who knows. 2018, the Chinese, well, they can, China will do China. Dao Xiaoping, or whatever is the president's name is, Di Jing. See if it says it here. I know it when I see it. He does him, I think. 2018. How's that TikTok thing working out? Is that still up? They still doing TikTok? They are. They were going to ban it. Now they're not banning it. Did they find an owner? Can you use the word N or the letter N? Can you show a picture of Winnie the Pooh on TikTok? That's a good question. We have birthdays now.
Hosting a talk show is a great ride. It's not always smooth. It's full of laughter and tears and disagreements and compassion. But it's the moments of understanding. When we realize, hey...
Sally. I don't know if they did that on her show, but Sally Jesse Raphael. I was much more of a Montel Williams guy, but I know that Sally Jesse Raphael was over there on the other channel. And the Sally Jesse Raphael show, very popular daytime talk show, won an Emmy. Sally Jesse Raphael, 90 here today. Bob Schieffer.
I'm Bob Schieffer. The security of the free world depends on an American victory in Iraq. That's what President Bush said today, and that's where we'll start tonight.
Bob Schieffer, longtime CBS newsman. And in fact, I think he was the one reporting here on this, the firing of Tom Landry. Let's take a listen.
The announcement came on Saturday night. The Dallas Cowboys were being sold for an estimated $140 million.
Bob Schieffer, he's everywhere. And he's still with us here today. Bob Schieffer, happy birthday, as he is 88 years old. Speaking of football and Vikings.
For Carl Eller, one of the genuine superstars of the game, the hunt is for self-expression and an immortality that will last beyond his football career. Since 1964, when he joined the Minnesota Vikings as their number one draft choice, Eller's excellence at defensive end has made him a star.
They call him Moose. Guy could tackle. He could play defensive end. He was a former Minnesota Golden Gopher and then a Viking legend. Then went through some difficulties with substance abuse. He came to my middle school and talked. I still remember to this day we had an inflatable Minnesota Vikings sword. It was an inflatable sword. And I took it, and I think somewhere still packed in the archives, I've got that with Carl Eller's signature on it. Carl Eller, Hall of Famer, part of the Purple People Eaters in that front four of the defense there for the 70s. Carl Eller, happy birthday today. 83 for number 81. She was Ma.
Well, that's gratitude for
no,
you.
No, that's truth.
Now, you let me tell you something, Mrs. Ingalls.
No, let me tell you something, Mrs. Olson. My husband will be in to pay the bill in full by the end of the week.
Well,
good day, Mrs. Olson.
Good day, Mrs. Olson. We're talking about Karen Grassel. Could be Grassley. I've heard it both ways. I'd have to get her on the show and ask her how to pronounce her last name. Karen Grassley is 83 today. Yes, she was Ma Ingalls, Caroline Ingalls, Little House on the Prairie. I'm sure she starred in other things. I just can't think of anything. She's best known throughout the run of the show as Caroline Ingalls. Charles and Caroline. Karen Grassley is 83.
When the sun goes down and the moon's high in the sky, the Nature Boy will style and profile.
Look at this.
Woo!
He's one of the greats. He certainly was. You know, he came from here, but he didn't really cut his teeth. He was in the AWA there for a while, trained by Vern Gagne, but then really made his mark in, the Crockett Territory in the Southeast? Carolina's kind of in that area. And then that transformed into World Championship Wrestling eventually, the WCW, down in that part of the country in the Southeast. Ric Flair, we're talking about the Nature Boy. Styling and profiling, one of the greatest of all time, certainly in the annals of professional wrestling. And Ric Flair today, Nobody does the woo better than Ric Flair, and he's 76.
I know, Grandma doesn't like that joke either. It's okay. Here's a little party favor for someone that has asthma. Oh, no. I know, it's mean, but it's funny.
Carrot Top, it's hard to do a prop comic audio here on a radio show, but he was the prop comic. This particular year, he was the comic of the year. We're talking about Carrot Top. Some liked him, some didn't like the prop comic. That prop that he was using there, it was an inhaler combined with a party favor. So that was the joke on that. Certainly, if you have asthma, you're probably angry at Carrot Top now. Don't be angry at the messenger. Be angry at Carrot Top, certainly. But he did, and if I don't know, I'd have to look into Carrot Top's career. Is he the one who came up with all those ideas? Because they were pretty ingenious, and obviously, he had to have been kind of handy, as far as making some of these props, because. You know, there was some creativity and there was some works, craftsmanship there, and having to, you know, use tools and glue and duct tape and whatever else. And he was very, very creative. Carrot Top, unbelievably. And then he got really ripped. He started to work out. He's 60 today.
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
Can you take us out on feet?
Let's go, Rudy. Rudy. Yeah, Rudy today.
Well, I got to tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy. A walk-on senior, subject of a...
Yeah, Sean Astin, who played Rudy, of course, the son of Gomez Adams, John Astin. Sean Astin, 54, Lord of the Rings. He was a hobbit. Got started really young in the Goonies, and then it was Rudy and Sean Astin here today, 54. And what an inspirational movie that Rudy is. Neil, you ever watch that Rudy movie? Ever seen Rudy?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
So, a member of 98 Degrees. You know, you had your Backstreet Boys, you had NSYNC, and then... kind of just below that, maybe a next tier, but still plenty of good songs and hits. 98 Degrees and Justin Jeffrey, Nick Lachey and the Lachey brothers, probably the best known members. But Justin Jeffrey is 52 here today. I Do Cherish You, which somebody did that on the countryside, right? I probably can tell you here in 3 seconds. Do we need to know, though? Was it Mark Wills? Who did I Do Cherish You? I know we have a country version of that. Yeah, Mark Wills. Ding, ding, ding. And then we've got Rashida Jones today, too.
I mean, I was jogging. I hate jogging.
Jogging's amazing.
Jogging is the worst, Chris. I mean, I know it keeps you healthy, but God, at what cost?
That's her from Parks and Rec. She was great on The Office. Quincy Jones' daughter. Other movies, Social Network, The Muppets. I Love You, Man. Rashida Jones. Almost 50 today. 49. Gone but not... Oh, let's take a look and see who's leading in the clubhouse, or at least leading preliminary here. Let's see. One. Oh, we got two. It's going to be tight. It is going to be tight. These numbers are going... yeah, it is going to be difficult. So we'll try. We'll try. We'll see who the winner is.
Dad, two of the greatest football players in the country hang out in a speakeasy downtown. Are you suggesting that I, the president of Huxley College, go into a speakeasy without even giving me the address? It's at 42 Elm Street, but you can't go there. It's unethical. It isn't right for a college to buy football players.
It isn't, eh? Well, I'll nip that in the bud. How about coming along and having a nip yourself?
Nip it in the bud and then have a nip, which I don't know. Did Barney Fife ever have a nip after saying nip it in the bud? Groucho Marx did, and his brother Zeppo Marx, kind of the straight man of the Marx Brothers. Didn't he just say there a college can't buy football players? Well, that's not true anymore there, Zeppo. Oh, they're buying them for millions and millions of dollars. Just taking amateur athletics and totally shredding it to something that we do not recognize and not what it's supposed to be. But that's a discussion for another time. I just thought that was kind of curious that Zeppo said that. Zeppo of the Marx Brothers, Zeppo. 1901 today.
Can I buy one? Where do I go? Where? Wallbaum's? Huh? Sam Goody? Has Goody got it?
More often than not, Goody did have it, and Sam Goody himself, he bought out Musicland. Remember, Musicland was the record store pr- pr- prominent in this market at malls, and then Sam Goody came in and became Sam Goody. Sam Goody, here this date, 1904.
You don't know what it's like out there in the ocean. You may be bitten by a shark.
A shark bite a Howell? He wouldn't dare.
Mr. Howell, Thurston Howell III, Jim Backus from Gilligan's Island. Pretty good at Mr. Magoo, too. The wonderfully talented, funny Jim Backus, 1913.
Oh, look! My nose! What's happened?
Perhaps you haven't been telling the truth, Pinocchio.
Perhaps.
Oh, but I have. Every single word.
Jiminy Cricket, perhaps you haven't been telling the truth, Pinocchio. Perhaps. Pinocchio, the voice of Pinocchio from the classic 1940 Disney film, Dick Jones. Boy, we dug that one out, but we got a Pinocchio clip out of it, which is nice. Who doesn't remember Pinocchio, Geppetto, and the whole thing, 1927.
Did you know that, Tom, what they were called? Really, a lot of people, I was not sure.
I always thought it was a matter of choice. I grew up saying poinsettia.
Uh-huh.
Well, we never had any anyhow.
Tommy Newsom from The Tonight Show. It's on our list here today.
I didn't want to hear about your impoverishment as a youth. How difficult it was. There were no flowers during the holiday season.
They were debating, is it poinsettia or poinsettia, on The Tonight Show in 1991. And Tommy Newsom, who would fill in for Doc Severinsen as the backup conductor, and played sax. Tommy Newsom, 1929.
It's 4 in the morning.
1932, the great Farron Young.
The dawn just woke up, the morning and me.
These are provided by Neil Staff. They remembered Farron Young, 1932. Mentioned the Beatles earlier. Here's one of them, George Harrison. He died too young, certainly. So today has been the date that we've always considered to be George Harrison's birthday. This date in 1943. But George Harrison admitted in the 60s that his birthday was actually February 24th, but they just kept it at February 25th. George Harrison was quoted as saying, actually in 1992, he was quoted as saying, "I have only learned recently after all these years that the date and time of my own birth have always been off by one calendar day and about a half hour on the clock." His birthday is actually February 24th. But in tradition, we've kept it on this date. And NASCAR racer, Davey Allison, 1961. And now, Neil, what are they? They are something, aren't they? They're all gone,
but not forgotten.
Although your staff did forget one today.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Thank you for the demonstration.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last.
He's got a laser heading...
The purpose of our two previous encounters is now very clear to me. I do not intend to be distracted by another. Good night, Mr. Bond.
He was Goldfinger, and he had a laser, and he wasn't afraid to use it. Gert Frobe, German actor, played Goldfinger in the movie Goldfinger. Born this day, 1913. Now, Neil, we can say...
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Goldfinger here today on the Bob Almanac. Find another birthday show that's got that. And I just don't think you can. All right, let's take a look at the number here. One, we got one, two, there's a couple of twos, there's a three, there's a couple of twos. Looks like song number two wins in the vote. It will be Marty Stewart and Travis Tritt.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDB.